we found what I think everyone knows is that a lot of older workers are in the federal government. A third of federal employees will be eligible to retire in the next several years. That's a lot of people. That's about 600,000 people.
Wow.
And the concern is that were they to do that, we would lose a lot of expertise. And so we've been looking at what do federal agencies do to try to retain older workers, to, you know, lengthen the time they spend with the agency, or perhaps to bring in outside expertise from experienced workers in other areas. And we looked at a number of federal agencies. We talked a lot with the Office of Personnel Management. And really what we thought that there are many promising things being done out there, but that if OPM could make more public what the things are that these agencies are doing so that other agencies will know about them and perhaps might be able to adapt them to their own situations.
And this is largely referred to sort of offhandedly as the brain drain, the concern about the brain drain. And you in particular looked at four agencies, USAID, HUD, Small Business Administration, and then the Transportation Department, for what exactly they do to deal with this. And tell us a little bit about what those folks are doing.
Well, what we picked out agencies that had the oldest workforce. In those agencies, it's an average of about 46% of their workforce will be eligible to retire in 2012. And although people in the federal workforce don't necessarily retire the second that they're eligible,
right,
we've actually been very successful in encouraging people to stay longer, there is that vulnerability. And, you know, when we talk to USAID, for example, they have been really concerned about this and have been trying to take some actions to reemploy annuitants, to bring people in for particular needs, you know, keeping an automated list of the different skills that have left the agency,
right,
through retirees so that they can bring them back. We think that those things are important. We think that they, of course, are not applicable to every single federal agency, but they're things that other federal agencies perhaps should know about. We also looked at different good practices at the EPA, for example, at the Social Security Administration, where we could see that there were creative things being done to try to deal with some of these potential vulnerabilities in the future.
You know, it almost sounds like what you're talking about here is marketing, in-house marketing, sharing those best practices.
To some extent, I think that's true. And I want to be clear that OPM has many ways that they get agencies together. For example, they get the human capital officers together regularly. They have meetings to exchange information. But we really thought that with all the different ways that agencies can get information from OPM, just having things on their website, for example, about emerging practices, things that they've learned in other agencies, would be so helpful, because then you're not reliant on whether you were represented at the meeting, for example, where,
right,
these things are being brought up.
And one of the things, and often people talk about knowledge management, I think it's one of the worst titles for a topic area, but a lot of this is knowledge management, passing on what the older folks know to the folks who are maybe new coming into the agency.
That's absolutely right, and that's something that every agency is trying to do, but, you know, it's not always so easy. But I think that to the extent that they can encourage people to stay long enough to help bring younger, less experienced employees up to speed, try to avoid making mistakes that people who've been there for a while already know about, would really enhance public service.
I wonder also, I know that the report comes from the premise of the brain drain and that there are more people who are going to be leaving, or at least will be eligible to leave the federal government. Were you able to discern at all if those people are putting off retirement because of the economy, or if the brain drain is not in existence, at least delayed or more of a trickle than a drain, or did that even factor in at all?
Well, first, let me say that about 40% of federal employees who are eligible to retire are still in place 5 years from the point where they became eligible.
That's a profound number you just said. 40% of people who have been eligible to retire for the past year or past 5 years haven't.
That's correct. So we don't think this is going to happen all at once. And in fact, we do believe that the recession will make a difference and that people who may have been planning to retire this year may stay longer, may decide to postpone retirement. But at some point, the people who are going to become eligible in the next few years are going to retire. We think it would just behoove the federal government, as well as employers in the private sector, just by the way, to think pretty clearly about what will happen when that occurs and try to plan ahead for it.
And this also could be an opportunity because probably a lot of agencies dealing with the stimulus package are hiring people. Might be a good opportunity as you're pulling that information together to pull this together in some kind of framework that you are sharing the knowledge around. And so you have an opportunity here.
You absolutely do. This is also a time where some agencies may be looking to reemploy annuitants as well to
right.
bring in experience that they feel they need to deal with all these different initiatives going out the door. And
so is there some best practices out there that you can share with folks? What are some of the good folks doing that other agencies can learn from?
Well, I think the most important thing is to think creatively and to think about the situation that your agency faces. For example, we talked about the Department of State has really wants to make sure that they can contact retirees who have particular skills in particular subject areas when they need them. And they have created a system where they can do that and bring them back for different periods of time. Other agencies prefer to do something that's more of a sort of a contract method. And we've heard about this happening at the EPA and at NIH where technical people can come via a contractor. And perhaps it's an agency where they used to work, where they were retirees. But in some cases, they're not. They're simply technical people who have a lot of experience and that those agencies need. And, you know, then there are others where, you know, it's a little different. Like the IRS has engaged in a partnership with IBM. And IBM retirees actually are coming to IRS to help them with some of their systems needs.